Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Game Night on the Incomparable Game Show. I'm your host, Anthony Johnston, and once again we are going to play UK 1980s Nostalgia Trivial Pursuit, where we take an edition of the game aimed at people who grew up in 1980s Great Britain and play it with a group of people who grew up elsewhere and elsewhen. And hilarity ensues already, as you can hear in the background.
This is such a bad idea and such a good idea.
Have you heard the previous episodes? Of course it's a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
So, our colonial contestants today are, and they're all of a rather Western persuasion this time around, so in rough order of longitude, in Arizona, we have Aline Sims.
Hello.
In Alberta, Canada, it's Erica Ensign.
Hello from the Commonwealth.
In Washington State, hello, Glenn Fleischman.
Ahoy, ahoy.
In Oregon, it's Kathy Campbell.
Hello.
And finally, way out west, on the West Coast, in California, is Jason Snell.
Greetings from the Pacific Ocean.
Now, the rules of the game are the same as always, which is to say that we play on a regular board with regular rules, and then at some arbitrary point when it all becomes too much, we will decide how many pie pieces are actually required to win. But one thing that is different in this edition of Trivial Pursuit is the categories, which are not the same as the regular version. So instead, in this version, blue is news and views, pink is entertainment, yellow is living in the 80s, brown is people and personalities, green is music and music makers, and orange, as always, is sport. There's no getting away from sport. So let us begin, and we will go in order of player order from east to west. So we'll start with Aline Sims. Please, Aline, roll and move and kick us off.
Okay. All right, I rolled a two, so I get to go like any two that I want, right?
Yes, you do.
I have just pick realized, a direction. Okay.
You just rolled a real dice, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
Fancy.
Wow.
I have five waiting for me. So if this one doesn't do what I want it to do, I'll just throw it somewhere.
I have a real dice. That's also die. Also.
I'm gonna try going this away and landing on pink for entertainment.
Pink is indeed entertainment. All right. So, which comedy series took the last of the Summer Wine characters back to their teenage years? Starting you off with an easy one.
At least I've heard of part of this question.
Yeah,
so,
I know the show.
I know Last of the Summer Wine. I don't know.
I'm amazed that any of you have heard of Last of the Summer Wine. That's amazing.
It ran on PBS.
It was on PBS, yeah.
Can't say I ever watched it, but I saw the title.
I remember watching it a couple of times and being, I don't know, feeling like the people were a little mean. You know, this, I was pretty little. I didn't get nuance.
They were. That's British comedy for you. And hence this game.
Everyone is always lately seething in British comedy.
This couldn't be like an Are You Being Served question or Keeping Up Appearances. It had to have been Last of the Summer Wine. I have no idea. I have no idea. I can't even like guess something randomly.
You'll kick yourself. It's not because you know it, but because you could have guessed it. It's First of the Summer Wine.
Yeah. Antonyms. Always go with antonyms.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Okay. Dang.
All right. So next is Erica.
All right. I'm just gonna roll on the screen. Oh, I got a five. Not quite a six.
Doesn't the die fall off when you roll on the screen though?
Glenn. Sorry. I'm going to try. I also want to try entertainment. See if I do any better. So give me a pink.
All right. Which working class university graduate was played by Hewell Bennett?
Working class university graduate. Yeah. Oh boy,
which is like just sounds so innocuous now, but back in the 80s, if you were working class and you graduated from university, you know, you were in fairly rarefied company.
Interesting. I don't even have a guess.
The character was called Shelley in a show called Shelley, I think it's one of those things where it's one of those ones where you probably, that almost certainly did not get shown on PBS.
I am so glad I didn't waste any time trying to think about that because nope.
Somewhere in the middle of the summer wine.
If they serve up Rumple of the Bailey question, I think we're probably, many of us will be okay with that, though.
Not all of us.
Oh, I love that show.
Just Glenn.
You Barrow just, Boys. Yeah, Barrow Glenn. Boys.
Rumple your own Bailey, your Glenn. Glenn.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay.
Yes, it is.
As usual, Glenn's Oops. Idea of what lots of people know is suspect.
Yeah, this is true. I got a 6, and therefore...
You can go
Shall
anywhere.
I move anywhere? I can move anywhere. Let me see what the categories are here. I think living in the 80s was good to me because the answer is always Michael George. George Michael. You know what
Wow.
I mean. Let's start with that. Michael George.
He was in that pop group. Whack.
Wait. Jason, you know I index everything alphabetically. Michael, George.
George, yes.
Oh, man. All right, Glenn.
Uh-huh.
Yellow, living in the 80s. Whose name... Oh, this Uh-oh. Is... Oh, there's so much potential here.
Oh, my friend, whose name?
Whose name was in Marty McFly's underpants when he went back to the future?
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Calvin Klein.
Oh. Yes! My God, he knew it!
Yep. Yeah, Glenn got a question right. This is how he won Jeopardy, I think.
Yay!
Yes, by starting with Michael George.
I was dreading that being another B.A. Baracus moment.
you were hoping it would be.
Well,
okay,
yeah, if I'm honest.
All right, I got a 4. I could go. Let's see. I don't want sporting moments. That's the orange, right? I'm going to go. I guess I'll go for pink entertainment, please.
Another entertainment question.
I guess so.
All right. What was the title of the 1980s resurrection of Till Death Us Do Part? To start with, have you heard of Till Death Us Do Part?
I vaguely have heard of it. I think it may have been shown here. I think there's an actor I really like who was in it. It wasn't Judi Dench, wasn't in the original, was it?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, Till Death Do Us Part.
It was one of the X-Men, Glenn. One of the X-Men.
Stop talking about the X-Men.
Having flashbacks.
Wait, let me filibuster for a second. Should I have gotten a wedge for getting that last question correct?
Oh, yes, you should have.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay. That's my filibuster now. Back to the show. Till Death Us Do Part.
The death, it could be like from one of those Swedish movies. It could be a...
I'm going to say from May... I know this is wrong, but I'm just going to say an actual British TV show from May to September.
That's actually not a bad guess. It's wrong, but that's not a bad guess, you know, as sort of logical deaths go. No, it was called In Sickness and in Health.
Oh.
And Glenn, the reason you know Till Death Us Do Part is probably because it's All in the Family.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
Oh,
it was
that's
remade.
Why I knew it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The original starred a character called Alf Garnett, played by Warren Mitchell.
Okay.
And that was your Archie Bunker. Yeah.
Sanford and Son.
Exactly. Which was
Steptoe and Son.
Oh, was it?
Oh, that's going to be a question later, Jason. Don't
I know, we're giving away everything here. I just, if that question comes up, just give me a wedge at that point later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy, you'll go.
All right, this is going to go super well. Well,
positive.
Started with a 1.
That's going really well.
So that's great. Let's go blue. News and views.
All right. Which country's cattle ranches burned an area of rainforest the size of Belgium in 1988?
Let's go with Brazil.
You are correct to go with Yay. Brazil. Well done. Good
Woo!
Instinct.
That's
I was wondering if it was Argentina, because they seem like they eat more cow in Argentina.
I just went
Racist.
With the sheer... Are you seriously a 1 ago? Okay. I went with size. And we're going 1 down again. So for yellow, living in the 80s, please.
All right. Living in the 80s, Kathy, which Italian-made road car hit a record 201 miles per hour in 1987?
Maserati is a word that I think is Italian. And that is my guess.
And is it your answer?
Yes.
Bad luck, it's Ferrari. It's the other one.
Oh, the other one. I had a 50-50 chance of random cars that were also possibly Italian words.
What about Lamborghini? Is that Italian too?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is, actually, yes, yes. Jason, it's...
Lamborghinis are always in the shop. They can't go that fast.
All right, my analog die has betrayed me and given me a one, so I will go and answer a news and views question, please.
Good.
I thought you were going to say it betrayed you by rolling off your desk or something.
No, it just gave me a bad number.
What was Europe's tallest building when the Queen declared it officially open in 1981?
Oh, dear.
That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. I was going to say all the buildings, all the tall, it's not the Gherkin, it's not the Shard, because those are modern buildings.
Because those didn't exist in 1981.
Just saw those a few weeks ago.
And it's not St. Paul's, because that was a little bit older. And in between, it was the
BBC. In between, there's a whole lot of buildings.
It was the BBC Broadcast Center, and I just made that up.
not a bad guess, I suppose, but no, it was the NatWest Tower. NatWest is a bank in...
All right, well, they didn't pay me to mention them, so I'm not going to mention them yet.
And it was 8 stories tall.
Faceless Bank Tower should have been my answer.
It was the ground story plus 7 stories.
All right, so back around to Aline.
Oh, dear. Okay. Ooh, I got a 6.
That was literally a news and views question because it's about a tall building.
Wow.
The tallest building. Amazing.
All right. Well, since I rolled a 6, either way I go is the same. So I'm going to head southward.
That's
a roll again, roll again, roll again.
Oh, that's a roll again.
Yes.
Ooh, look at me be fancy. I'm
what
so
you
fancy.
Was... No, you got to do Monty's roll again strategy now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's another 2.
It's always smart to go to the roll again. Unless there's a pie on the other side.
No, there's the other side will be yellow if you roll 2.
Yeah, let's go that way. Yeah.
Lots of living in the 80s questions already.
Okay. I mean, I was alive in the 80s, but...
What word processing software was launched in 1983 as Microsoft's challenger to WordStar and WordPerfect?
Oh my god.
Word?
Yes.
No, it was. Yeah, okay. I remember learning WordPerfect because my high school is very old, but okay.
No,
okay.
It turns out
I get a wedge.
Yes, it turns out it was a hidden mode in Excel. You just had to type in the right command. You could use a word processor.
How shameless of Microsoft to just name
Alien
it Word.
Across the screen.
Word to Bill Gates' mother.
And I get
actually called it Words.
And you get another go, yeah.
Did you know this is my second time playing Trivial Pursuit, and the first time was very random? So.
You're doing very well.
Yeah, so far you're winning.
No, I got a wedge.
Joint winning.
Yeah.
I'm no good at either blue or green, so we're going to try green.
Green. Music and music makers. Interesting. Okay, so which bespectacled popster called himself Imposter on the label of his hit single Pills and Soap?
Wow.
Okay. Ew.
That's a lot of words.
Yes, it is.
That mean things.
Bespectacled?
Bespectacled popster called himself Imposter on the label of his hit single Pills and Soap.
Whoever wrote this question was having a good time,
I think. They were.
Yeah. Okay.
I will say it is somebody you've probably heard of. It's not some ridiculously obscure thing that, you know, only somebody from the UK would know.
So my first thought was Elton John, because I don't know, bespectacled, and that's what came into my head. So that's what I'm going to go with.
I think it's a case of the other one. It's Elvis Costello.
Oh, Imposter.
That was my first thought.
Oh, man. I don't like any of that. Imposter is also what you say when you fall into a pot of spaghetti. Impasta.
Does that happen often?
Only if you're
German. Don't groan. He feeds on the groans. Don't do it. Just be silent.
That's how I become more
only makes him stronger.
Glenn. Hilarious.
Erica, it's your go. All
right. I have rolled another 5, which is less helpful now that I am right here. So I've got orange or brown. I'm definitely not going to sports. So I don't know a lot of cricketers, brothers. Let's try people and personalities.
Nobody does.
Brown, people and personalities. Which future assassination victim came to power when almost a 1/12 of the world's population went to the polls in 1984?
I hate politics stuff. I'm not even going to waste our time on a guess. Just tell me who it was.
It was Rajiv Gandhi.
Oh,
okay, yeah, I never would have gotten that.
1/12 of the world's population, India.
Yeah,
that was. I kind of thought of that, but I was like, what do I know about Indian politics? Absolutely nothing. I mean, if it was a question about Indian cooking, I might have had a shot, but.
All right, this kind of potato is mixed with cauliflower.
I had homemade dal makhni for breakfast today. Does that get me anything?
Yum.
Nope.
Damn.
All right, I got a 1. Hooray.
Get you a nice warm tingling sensation on your taste buds.
Yeah, that's true. I did.
I got another 1. Let's see. Music and Music Makers is deadly for me, so I'm going to go back to pink. Entertainment.
All right. Glenn, you might know this one.
Uh-oh.
If.
Because I won't.
I ain't getting on that plane, Murdoch.
He hates milk. No way.
If Kevin Whately was Detective Sergeant Lewis, who was John Thor?
It's going to take me a second because I had his name in my brain earlier, so now I've forgotten it. It's an actor I really admire.
Is
I
that how it works?
Yes. Well, I was thinking about him.
Was he in the
Leo McKern. I was thinking of Leo McKern earlier.
Wolverine.
It's, John Thor?
Yeah. If Kevin Whately was Detective Sergeant Lewis, who was John Thor?
John Thor. Oh, John Thor. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Inspector Morse. I'm glad you repeated that. Inspector Whately, John Thor. No, you know, I don't think I know that.
Would you like me to...
Oh, sorry, he was, I've got the wrong way around. He was Inspector Morse, I'm sorry, yes.
Yes.
Endeavor Morse.
Inspector would do. That's okay. Fine, well done.
His name only came out in the next to last episode.
Tying yourself in knots there.
No, I had it, it's funny, when I heard his actual name, I got confused. Okay, I got a 2, shocking. And I'm going to do the Monty roll again strategy.
Yeah, why doesn't Glenn 6. Have a podcast called Overthinking?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He's still pondering it.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's been in the process for in the years.
That's orange, right? Sporting moments. I better go the other way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's right. Run. Flee from the sport. Flee.
Sport is not my thing.
The cricketer's brother compels you.
I took music and music makers, and the answer is George Michael. Let's move on. Or we are the world. Okay.
All right, so you're going for green.
I'm going for green. It's a bad idea.
Music
but
and
do
music
anyway.
Makers. What tasty stage name was used by Marvin Lee Aday on his 1980s comeback album Dead Ringer?
Oh, jeez. Tasty stage name. I hope only half the internet will yell at me for this one. Certain half.
The British half, perhaps? Cause
yeah, Marvin Aday.
I'm not going to.
The yummy yummies. I don't know. That's my guess.
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I thought it was vaguely familiar. I couldn't remember. Okay.
Yeah.
That was totally what I was going to guess.
Mr. Wolf.
All right. Kathy, go on. Your chance now. Unfortunately, probably not a question about meatloaf.
I know. Unless it's the tasty beverage. Or
tasty meatloaf beverage.
Never mind.
Tasty beverage.
Tasty.
Meatloaf soda.
Yeah.
Liquidize it.
Oh, this is...
Meatloaf yeah, soda.
You know, that's how that works. All right, I'm going to go to this roll again. And 2. All right. Orange wedge.
Ooh.
Give it to me.
Oh, sport.
Oh, sporting moment.
I'm ignoring the topic and thinking
run
positive.
Run towards the sport.
Sport and maths.
Yes.
What were there 36,000 of along the route of the Olympic marathon in Seoul?
Let's say spectators, audience, people?
Well, they were people, but they weren't spectators. It was police officers.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Should have gone with people.
I think I would have asked you to be a bit more specific.
Hush, I can imagine. I'm just going to dream humans. That it would have been correct.
Jason.
3. So, how about Brown?
Ooh.
What can Brown do for me?
All right. Jason, who's...
won't do that.
This is People and Personalities. Whose 4-year marriage to Sean Penn ended in 1989?
Madonna, who is not British. Don't listen to her accent. It's not true.
Madonna.
But it is true that Madonna is the answer, yes.
Yes.
Madonna.
Excellent UK question.
Yes.
She owns 3. A third of it, so there you go. Oh, no, that's J.K. Rowling. My mistake.
All right. It's time for music and music makers.
It certainly is. Okay. What name did Vince Clarke and Alison Moyet use when they got together to perform?
Oh.
This is one where the entirety of Great Britain is now screaming at their car.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like I did know this at some point, and I know who they are. I know who Alison Moyet is especially, but... So I'm going to say Clark and Moyet.
If only it were that simple. They were called Yazoo.
Yeah, I was never going to get that. All right.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yazoo.
Yazoo Serious.
It's a great band.
Never heard of
short,
them.
Short-lived, but great.
Hmm.
All right. So we are back around to Aline.
If you Google Clark and Moyet, by the way, Yazoo Band is the first entry, so thanks. Thanks to Google.
Told you.
Oh, they weren't called Yazoo in America. They were called Yaz in America. That's why I didn't. I was confused.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, okay. Well, if you'd said that, I suppose I would have given it to you.
But I wasn't going to get it anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there was already a band called Yazoo, so they couldn't call themselves that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, why on earth?
Yeah, there was a record label called Yazoo Records. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, with bands like Suede, you know, fair enough, you can understand that there might already be a band
Don't
called
forget
Suede
the Charlatans.
In America. But Yazoo.
Yeah, the real, Lord. The, were they called the real Charlatans? The UK Charlatans?
The Charlatans UK, here? Yeah.
Charlatans UK, yeah.
The real Charlatans would have been so much better.
Well, it's like the newer
so many levels.
It's the Spinal Tap joke waiting to happen.
Charlatan
yeah.
Ghost, the real Charlatan
anyway,
Ghostbusters.
Meanwhile, Aline, did I just see you land on a blue?
You did. I rolled a 3.
All right. What 5 words did Margaret Thatcher borrow from Queen Victoria when asked what would happen if Britain failed to retake the Falklands?
I need to go watch season 2 of Victoria really quick and see if it comes up.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched that, so I don't know if it did. I'll tell you something, I wouldn't have got this.
Like, I'm trying to come up with what would Victoria say? Something about her husband? I nope. Like, I can't even guess.
No, it's quite a tricky one, this. I think it's one of those ones where you have to know it. The answer is failure, the possibility doesn't exist.
Oh, I've heard that phrase but never connected with anybody.
Yeah. I have never heard that phrase before.
I don't think I have either.
Well, there we go.
I've heard the phrase failure is not an option, but that was from G.I. Jane. That's
Paul 13 too, I think.
It's very close. Yes.
Is it me?
I think G.I. Jane did it better. sorry, yes, it's Erica. Yes, it's you.
Oh, it's Erica.
Yep, and I have landed on the blue pie wedge piece. But after that last blue question, I'm not looking forward to this.
Wow. What was abolished when President Mitterrand gave it the chop in 1981?
What was abolished? In 1981.
What was abolished when President Mitterrand gave it the chop in 1981?
And gave it the chop. Is that supposed to be like some sort of clue to what the answer is?
Mm, mm. Sorry, I was clearing my throat.
Glenn is groaning.
Uh-huh. Somebody call a nurse for Glenn.
The guillotine?
Correct.
Ah.
Nice. Well done.
That was good. That was a Jeopardy-style question.
I have noticed that this particular edition seems to have more clever questions than some of the other ones.
Cryptic questions, yeah. Well, isn't it kind of amazing that it wasn't until 1981 that the guillotine was finally abolished?
Oh, yeah.
That does not surprise me at all.
I don't know how frequently they were using it by then, but still.
Well, there was a death. Apparently, there were 6 people on death row in 1981 when their sentences were commuted to life.
But now there's no no death penalty.
Jason, are you playing with Wikipedia open?
I'm looking up other people's questions after they've answered because I want to know more. I'm fascinated.
Let me assume the Monty persona, Jason. You shouldn't be looking at the internet.
Oh no, I'm looking up all of the things that are wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, but now when a similar question comes up that Jason just happens to have read about.
Oh well, then that's training, then, isn't it? The last person to be publicly guillotined was in 1939. I'll close the window.
Wow. All right.
Well, I rolled a 1, so I have pink, or pink, so I'm going to go to a pink, which is entertainment.
Entertainment. What 25th anniversary was celebrated with a 1987 TV show called License to Thrill?
The first James Bond film?
Yes.
Wrong. It was Michael Jackson's album Thriller. They just counted wrong.
It's a math error.
I'm rolling again. I'm going to try green this time.
Green. Oh, music and music makers.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see how this goes. So.
Let's have a look. Green. Who took time out from his solo career to form Tin Machine?
David Bowie.
Correct.
Yeah.
I did double check and looked at the back of the card there, but I mean, yes. I almost put the card down without checking the back because, I mean, come on.
Yep. All right. I am rolling again.
Ironically, it was the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz.
All right. There we go. I'm on the brown pie.
So, you're at Brown Witch.
Ooh.
All right. For a brown wedge, people and personalities, which Julie Andrews epic was Chairman Mao's widow accused of watching nightly during her 1980-81 trial?
The Sound of Music?
Correct. Wow.
Epic?
That is awesome.
Not only that, but I love that accused long. Of watching nightly.
There's also that.
That's, you got it. You know, when something that bad is going down, you really just, you need to escape. And that's a lot of escapism. Like, yes. You know, many hours.
Wow. Erica out in the lead.
Yeah, look at her.
2 wedges.
Oh, Erica.
Oh,
unfortunately, I have to either, let's see, I rolled a 6. So I either have to go, no, I'm going up to the middle, you guys.
Wait,
screw that. I'm not going. I'm not taking an orange question.
Wait,
give
you go
me
to the
pink.
Middle until the end or no? I thought you couldn't.
I was going to say, you could have gone the other way to pink.
I don't,
you didn't have to go
no, but
the
I already
to
have,
pink.
But then I would be in between 2 wedges that I already
have.
Yeah,
you
have,
go.
You
go through the middle. It's
I totally didn't realize that.
It's weird.
Yeah,
that
you get to
everything.
Choose. If you land in the middle before the end, you get to choose the category that you want.
I don't think I realize.
And
I
want
pink. You want pink. All right, so entertainment. Which Australian entertainer came up with the idea of the children's Royal Variety performance?
Okay, here is where I end.
it's Captain Feathersword from The Wiggles. That's who it is. Captain Feathersword.
Yeah, see, even the things that you are saying right now, Jason, mean nothing to me.
I understand.
No, nothing to me either. He's making it up.
An Australian entertainer came up with what was it?
The idea of the children's Royal Variety Performance. The Royal Variety Performance is a night of entertainment and variety, which some of the royal family attend and is televised. And this guy came up with the idea of the children's Royal Variety Performance.
I don't even know. I can't even think of Australian entertainers that would have come from that long ago. So I'm just gonna pass and let you tell me what it is and let somebody else take a turn for a change.
If it's any consolation, I don't think almost anybody else in Britain would even know that this fella was Australian. It was Rod Hull, who, guys probably haven't heard of, but he's a very famous children's entertainer over here. Rod Hull and Emu, he had a puppet of an emu bird that he used to attack people with. That was the act, basically. That was the act. He would lose control of the emu and it would attack people with its beak. Except it was just his hand in a puppet. Anyway, I didn't even know it was Australian.
Wow.
Go figure. Anyway, moving on. Glenn, who also is an Australian. Okay.
Hey, Jason, what's the definition, which definition of glenning is it when you turn up for a game show you didn't realize you weren't supposed to be on and you just discover it while you're playing it?
Oh, it's probably like the 9th or the 10th.
I couldn't find the invitation. I looked at the doodle. I thought I was on and I just saw the Slack notification from Anthony that said, you're not on this episode, but you can be because someone dropped off.
Yep.
Sorry about that, everyone.
That's how you get to be on podcasts. You're not invited. It's amazing.
It just turns up on Skype.
Oh, that's very good. I think I've done that before, in fact. I'm on Blue News and Views.
Oh, you're on for a wedge.
Yes,
bury the
let's
lead.
Catch up to Erica.
What did Mark Chapman plead when charged with the murder of John Lennon?
Insanity.
Yes, you are correct.
Not insanity.
Not insanity, yes. Excuse
me. Insanity? It's a Christmas-based defense.
Yes, it is.
It was the time of year.
I claim illiteracy. I'm going to go for entertainment. Pink, please.
All right, Pink. Entertainment. Who took over from Bob Monkhouse as presenter of Family Fortunes in 1987? Family Fortunes is what you guys know as Family Feud.
Interesting. There's a vague possibility I might know this. 1987?
1987.
Any presenter, performer, humorist. I'd have no... Bob Hoskins, I have no guess.
God, what a different show that would have been. My goodness. No, it was a chap called Les Dennis. A very, famous comedian over here.
In any universe. Good.
All right.
I really didn't know I wasn't supposed to be on this. This is hilarious.
Kathy.
All right. A one, which means we're going to go this way. So green.
That is music and music makers. Who in 1980 became the first band to enter the album charts number one with a debut album?
Good for them, whoever it is.
Mm.
Yeah, in 81.
No, in 1980, went to number one.
Not that it really makes a difference because I have absolutely no idea.
It might have.
I no clue.
Go on,
zero idea. The Beatles.
What?
It was the Pretenders.
Which, obviously.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have heard of that band.
Yeah. I always got the impression the Pretenders are actually like more popular here in the UK than in the US for some reason. Which
it's
is weird because they are an American band, but you know.
I don't know. They were still getting played in heavy rotation in Madison when I moved away in the early 2010s. Yeah.
Was it Brass in Pocket over and over again?
Yeah.
That wasn't the only one. There were about four that they would cycle through. But I probably heard Brass in Pocket more than the others.
Jason. Oh,
I am going. I would like a cricket and or rugby question for a wedge.
He's got a sport wedge. Oh, the humanity. Oh, dear. Okay, which Games 1988 Olympic-winning British team included newsagent Imran Shawani?
Wow. Okay.
those were all syllables. That
it's 1988 Olympics.
They were all words. Yeah.
And
it
is a game,
no,
and a newsagent could be on the team.
Hang on, let me clarify a bit, because that is kind of a bit... It's when it says game, it means which sport.
Yes.
So it is a sport. Which sports 1988 Olympic-winning British team included a newsagent, Imran Shawani?
I'm going to say team handball.
No, I thought you were going to say cricket. It wasn't cricket either, but I thought that's what
it's
you were going to say.
It's not an Olympic sport.
Oh, no, it's not, is it? Of course, no. Hockey.
Hockey.
Really?
Oh, so like
wait,
field.
What, are they,
field,
what
field
do you
hockey.
Mean when you yeah. say hockey?
Field hockey. Yeah. But that was when the Olympic winter and summer were both the same year, so it could have been either. But
yeah.
It was not a Jamaican true. Bobsled kind of deal where they just took news agents off the street and put them in a sled. They didn't do that?
No, because remember, it's not the case anymore, I don't think. although it might be, I don't know, but certainly back then, Olympic team sports teams had to be amateurs.
Amateurs, yes.
Yes. Yep.
That was the last time. Then the dream team happened the next year.
That's
next
okay. Hey, ice hockey is pretty much amateurs this year.
Aline,
so it's
your go.
Is that some kind of big dig that we don't get if you don't follow hockey?
No, it's true. The NHL isn't participating this year. In the
NHL refused. So it's true. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the NHL and KHL decided not to let their players go.
Oh, I see. It sounded very snarky, and you don't do that. So I was thinking this was not. You meant, I think you actually meant that literally. I wasn't sure.
All right, so I'm going for, what, 2 or 5? Come on. I got a 5. So I'm going to Green Wedge.
All right, so that is, music and music makers. What did the band who scored with I Don't Want to Talk About It have everything but?
This is a weird question.
It is, but it's phrased in a, you know, in a deliberate way.
I do not know the song. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Are you telling me or are you just...
kind of both. Yeah, a little bit of both. Do you mind reading it one more time? I know you started.
Yep. What did the band who scored with I Don't Want to Talk About It have everything but?
Satisfaction.
No. Does anybody else know?
Is it everything but the girl?
Correct, yeah.
That's
the name
that.
Of the band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow, I don't know where I pulled that out of.
Good job, Erica.
Well,
don't know the song either.
And that's why
UK.
You're the lead.
PBS. All right, so Erica, it's your go.
All right. Can I just have credit for that answer? Because I feel really proud of that one, and I don't think it's going to happen again.
You never know. You're in the lead or joint lead with 2 wedges. No easy going for you.
Yeah. I rolled a 6 from the middle, so I'm going to go straight down to that pink wedge.
Wow. Okay.
Please be a Doctor Who question. Please be a Doctor Who question.
I can almost guarantee you.
That's what I'm hoping for every single time.
I can almost guarantee it won't be.
Not in the 80s, no.
Which writer regularly introduced Tales of the Unexpected?
Oh, that. No idea. A writer.
This writer.
I mean, it could be a television writer, it could be a book writer, and it was in the 80s, so it's probably not even somebody I know.
I'll give you the clue that Tales of the Unexpected was a TV series.
Yeah, that I figured that. What writer? I can't even, like, I'm just blanking on writers in general at this point. Rod Serling.
It was a Rod Serling type role, but no, obviously it wasn't Serling. It was Roald Dahl.
Oh, my
really?
Goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. I only knew that because I remember it from my childhood. I would, you know, if I hadn't known that, I would never have guessed it.
Wow. Well, no pink wedge for me.
Alas, no. Glenn, you're up.
6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I guess I'm going people and personalities on brown, please, for a wedge.
Wow.
Oh.
Whose wife is said to have swatted Trivial Pursuit answers in bed because she doesn't like to be beaten?
That's
what?
Wow, a little confusing, obscure, and Glenning.
Have you
one.
Have you stopped beating your wife at Trivial Pursuit in bed?
Like, there's context. Doesn't make sense. Why is she in bed and is swatting? All right, can I ask a language question?
I don't think you should tell him what it means. Don't tell him.
As in swatting up, like if you were swatting up for an exam.
Studying.
All right. Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Whose wife? This sounds, oh my gosh. But it's an English, oh my God. This is a 1980s edition. See, I want to say something like.
Think of a person in the 80s who had a wife.
Exactly.
Glenn, by the way, it's been 2 minutes. Liz would have it by now.
Directly into the Earth's sun.
Yeah.
Whose wife would spend... Oh, I see. So in bed, she's practicing answers because she doesn't want wrong. She's somebody's wife. So she would be challenged at some point to be answering questions from her husband. I'm trying to Liz it.
This is solid Lizing.
So whose husband would be answering... Well, husbands are always trying to a little.
You have to set a different timer for Glenn because he needs an additional minute or two to just parse the question in the first place.
Just understand what we're asking him.
Right. Yeah.
I think you might agree that would be a universal requirement for this question. However,
true enough.
I'm just going
to most
say,
of this game. Let's be honest.
The first answer that popped into my head, and I know he's married. Gosh,
that's a good start.
The first answer that came to my head was Alex Trebek, which is, of course, a Glenn answer. I'm just going to say that because I can't figure out who else it would be. Alex Trebek.
It was not Alex Trebek. Would you believe Ronald Reagan?
Oh.
I kind of had a feeling it was going to be some world leader person.
Nancy Reagan,
I didn't think he remembered anything by that point, so that was by the 1980s.
Well, he may not have, but his wife did.
That's right. Well, I guess I'm just trying to figure out who was answering your trivia questions. It was George Schultz. It's George Schultz and Casper Weinberger. Like, Nancy, what's the capital of Duluth? Yeah. How many fish are in the Atlantic Ocean?
Duluth is Cricketer's brother. Has no capital. That building over there, the City Hall, that's the capital of Duluth, the capital, Glenn.
Yeah. All right, pink, please.
This relates to an earlier one. Kathy, what was the name of Alf Garnett's wife?
This relates to an earlier question. That's a great clue.
Alien life form. Alien life form.
So great. Elton John?
Summer Wine?
No, Elsie. Alf Garnett was the character from Till Death Us Do Part.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
English Edith Bunker would have been my answer there.
Right.
What's it all about, Elsie?
Nope.
Oh, man. Jason.
Oh, is it my turn? I was just looking up the Wiggles.
The answer would be Michael Caine. You'll be answering Michael Caine, Jason.
As always.
As you do,
you know, just you're looking around. I bit me the last time. Do I dare go back there? I lived in the 80s, so I'm going to go to living in the 80s.
Now, if you call that living.
All right.
I do, and I do. Oh, my God. Wow.
This is the best part of the show when Anthony does that.
The wheeze of Anthony.
Wait for it. Wait
he didn't even
it.
Get a word out, and he just started laughing. It's perfect.
Which sporting Italian car designer went into wine production in the early 1980s?
I am going to say Mr. Ferrari.
No, it was Lamborghini.
Oh, it's Lamborghini! The other one!
We've clearly exhausted all of the Christmas recording.
Three Italian car names have been...
Now we're into the rich vein of Italian car-related products and services.
Oh, man. Elaine, you're up.
All right. We got a couple names left, though, so it's good.
What, Fiat? I mean...
Yeah, Fiat.
All right.
Remember, Porsche is German.
So... News and views. Living in the 80s. All right. I'm gonna try to head to the middle. So, I'm gonna go blue.
All right, blue. News and views. What did a Japanese study first link with lung cancer in 1981?
Cigarette smoking.
Can you be more specific?
That's a good specificity.
Mulderose. I don't know.
No. It was. I'll give it you anyway. It was passive smoking.
Secondhand smoke.
Okay. That's very generous. Thank you.
That is very generous.
I'm taking it. I'm not going to argue. I get a choice of like any color I want, and I'm bad at all of them. So let's go with
I don't think I see Aileen.
I'm gonna go.
She's camouflaged.
Oh, there we go.
I am. I'm like a chameleon. Nice. I'm a little outside of my comfort zone right now, so I'm blending in with the background.
Oh, I see you're green on the board. That's confusing.
People and personalities.
All right. That is, brown people and personalities. Of whom did Neil Kinnock say, "At last I understand why she has taken to calling herself we. It's less lonely that way."
The Queen.
No, Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher. Cursed Margaret Thatcher.
Well, yes, that's her full name.
On her birth certificate. Okay, well, bless my heart, that is done for now.
Erica, you're up.
I am going to try brown people and personalities.
All right. Also people and personalities. Okay, so that is... What color shirt was worn by the brave guy who stopped the tanks in Tiananmen Square?
Oh my God, we have the poster of this on our wall. I walk past it when I walk in the room every day. I'm going to say white.
It is white, yes. Well done.
Okay. Yeah. Like, because it's black and white, the poster that we have. So I was like, it could be yellow.
Oh no. So,
phew, that was close. Yep. We figure, you know, what kind of thing do you want to put in the entryway of the new apartment that you move into? How about a nice cheery picture?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice reminder of totalitarianism.
Yep. Really sets the mood.
Okay, I got a 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to roll again.
Guys,
roll
again, I just got a call from the Chinese investors who were going to buy out the Incomparable, and they said the deal is off now. Thanks, Erica.
Sorry. I ruined everything. But now I'm going to go for a green, green wedge of pie.
Wow. Okay. Mm. So.
Oop. Elton John.
Music and music makers. Who in 1985 became the first living pop star to have his features on a postage stamp? And this will specifically mean UK postage stamp, I'm sure.
Let's see. First living. Does it say musician or rock star? What was the word?
The first living pop star.
Pop star.
That's funny. I was just at the Postal Museum in London, and I think this stamp was on display, if that helps.
Oh, boy. Thanks. Yeah, that's super
that's a great help, Glenn. Yes, well done.
Mind meld with me, and...
mind to your mind.
Somebody who's fairly popular. You said 1985.
1985, yes.
And they were still alive. Maybe
name a pop star who was alive in 1985.
I guess.
Yeah.
Not Janis Joplin.
Yeah, the phrase the pop star thing is throwing me off. It's making it hard to think. I don't know. Paul McCartney.
That was my guess.
No, Michael Jackson.
Oh my God.
Oh,
really?
No.
I had that thought.
One of the seven possible answers for music and music makers.
I was I was genuinely thinking that, but then I was like, no, I should go British. No,
yeah.
that's the thing I should have learned by now.
Michael Jackson was
British.
Very popular over here in the 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right,
dang it.
Oh, well.
All right.
Glenn.
So close.
Regale us with your tales of postage stamps.
All right, I'm going to go. I wrote a 4. I'm going to go to blue. I did ride a postal train under London. They have this thing, the old postal trains you could ride around and see how the old system worked. It's bizarre.
I keep meaning to book a ride on one of those myself, yeah.
It's
because they don't, because they're not actually in use anymore.
Right,
it's just
right.
Part of the
but
museum
they have like
now,
a
isn't it?
A couple miles underground, you're riding with the old automated mail trains that used to run under the city. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right,
I rode on one of the little trains that goes from the Capitol building to the Senate building once.
Oh, that's cool.
Those are cool, yeah.
So, Blue News and Views, which killer disease did the World Health Organization announce the eradication of in May 1980?
I believe that is polio.
Alas, smallpox.
No, it's smallpox. Smallpox. Polio is not a killer disease. That's right.
Kathy.
All right. Let's... 1... I am going for my blue pie magic thing.
Right, okay.
Oh, this is great.
What was forger Konrad Kujau's most notorious work of the 1980s?
The Mona Lisa.
No. I think the Hitler Diaries. So, who's that? Jason, you're up.
Yes. I am going for a, what is that, a blue wedge?
Oh, you're on blue, yes. Yes, right. Another blue. Lots of blues coming up this time.
What tall building will this be about?
Which...
Claridge's.
No, which of the Channel Islands had a population of 604 in the 1986 survey?
Which of the Channel Islands? So it's not going to be the ones I know because they probably have a larger population than this, but I'm going to say Guernsey.
That is a Channel Island, so well done for that, but no, it was Sark.
Okay.
Which I think is the smallest of the Channel Islands.
I hope so. The inhabited ones, anyway. I'm just taking it as a victory that I know what the Channel Islands are.
Yeah, no, well done. Background to Aileen.
I was very impressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
me too.
Thanks, everybody. Woo!
All right, I rolled a 2. So once again, I kind of have my choice of anything I want, just based on where I am.
Except Brown, yeah.
Except, yeah. You know, I'm going to try yellow.
Okay. Living in the 80s. Which rarely seen tourist attraction became the subject of a sonar search in 1987?
Rarely seen tourist attraction.
Became the subject of a sonar search in 1987.
The first thing that comes to mind is like Hitler's bunker. I know that they've done some of that in 87, though. And it's not really a tourist attraction.
Yeah, that's not the first place I think of when I'm thinking, planning my vacation.
Sorry, thank God it's not a tourist attraction.
I went there when I went to my first trip to Berlin. I must admit.
Well, I guess it is a certain kind.
Nice cement slab. I'm gonna go with that because when I was little, I remember watching like a documentary where they were like scanning the ground around there. So that's what I'm gonna go with.
It's the Loch Ness Monster.
Nostalgia.
What was that, Jason?
It's the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Sonar makes more sense for that.
Little scene tourist attraction.
Little.
Okay.
Rarely seen.
Never seen because it doesn't exist, but they did scan the lock for a monster. Wasted some money that way, but good publicity for the Loch Ness Visitors Association.
I'm sure they made all that money back from tourism,
They found out Erica. The phone's fault, though, while they were scanning. Yeah, Geraldo. Deep.
It turns out
Geraldo had gone deep beneath the lock.
Sugar.
It turns out that it was in Hitler's bunker all along. So, oh well.
The answer was inside us.
Sugar and Lord Lucan, but no Nessie. Erica, well, is that you on yellow?
It is. I figure I was alive through the 80s, so maybe I have a chance.
All right. So,
please be a Doctor Who question. Please be a Doctor Who question.
Name the doctor who delivered this member of the royal family.
It's not a Doctor Who question, but it is a nerd question.
Oh, well, that's something.
What handheld games console was introduced by Nintendo in 1983?
The Game Boy?
Correct.
Nice.
I never had a Game Boy.
No, I had a friend who had one. I used to run down his battery playing Tetris.
Dr. Mario is where it
was. There's a euphemism.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Mario is... That was my jam. Although I never played it on a Game Boy. I only played it on the console. I am rolling again. I've rolled again so much that I am back on the green wedge.
Oh, okay.
Michael Jackson.
We are the world.
Sorry, it was Elton John.
Nope.
Oh, no, you're from Wisconsin, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Well, right, no, you'll understand why that's relevant when I read the question. for a minute there, I thought this was going to be a sort of...
How much cheese did Michael Jackson eat?
No, I thought this was going to be a home state question. Who became the second major star after Bob Dylan to emerge from Minnesota when his album Dirty Mind became a top seller?
Jeez.
I do not know that album, but I know, let's see, second after Bob Dylan. So it could be a lot of people. I'm going to guess
second
Prince
major star after Bob Dylan.
Okay. Well, Prince is definitely a major star, and he definitely came from the Twin Cities. So I'm going to say Prince.
It is indeed Prince, yes.
Yay!
Phew.
Nice.
I didn't actually know that Bob Dylan was from Minnesota. I had no idea. Mm-hmm.
He's trying to forget.
Shoot.
So much
I don't
for Minnesota
be
nice.
Two I already have. So I'm going to the dreaded blue.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right,
tall buildings.
the shard. Wait,
view
no.
from the top. Who failed to become U.S. president in 1980 after receiving only 49 of the required 270 electoral votes?
Oh, my God. I suck at U.S. politics almost as bad as I do at U.K. politics. 1980, I was a small wee one at that time. Boy, who was running? Walter Mondale?
Anybody else?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
It's Carter, yeah.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah, and it's hard to remember that he ran for re-election because his presidency had been so disastrous.
Yep, that's right.
Nice man, but...
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of nice men, Glenn, you're up.
I think you're referring to someone else. I got a five. And let's see which way it went. I'm going to use the spread and go... No, wait, sorry. Wrong game show. Living in the 80s, please.
Wrong game.
Okay. Living in the 80s.
Glenn, which male pop star was the subject of a fashion and makeup book?
In the 1980s?
Mm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
There are a number of people. God. I mean, this is not my answer, but my immediate response is, well, of course, it's David Bowie. But let me think about that for a second, because it just seems like the most likely thing that would be. Probably my first answer is the right one, but let me think about that for a second. Because Elton John was already kind of, he wouldn't do makeup. 1980s, or could be Boy George would be silly, although I could see why. I think, I don't know, I'm just going to say David Bowie because it seems like the right answer.
It's Boy
you
George!
You almost talked yourself into it. It's Boy George!
It is Boy George. I just thought he didn't have enough. I was thinking, just you know, well, you just do that little bit of treatment.
Bowie didn't have as much makeup in the 80s. That's more of a 70s Bowie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, whereas Boy hilarious. George had... Boy George wore so much makeup that there was genuine confusion over whether he was a man or a woman when he first appeared on Top of the Pops.
That is an excellent thing. It's 70s Bowie hair and makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 80s Bowie was more about, you know, sort of feathered hairstyles and baggy white shirts.
Glenn meant Bowie George. That's what he meant.
Yeah.
I was saying Bowerns George.
All right. We are going to go.
Hey, at least I got the right answer.
Boy George's first appearance on national TV was a genuine, like, historic cultural moment in the 80s. That was.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was had a massive impact on the our culture and the country. It's one of those things where if you were alive, you will remember seeing it because it was so shocking at the time. Of course, now it's incredibly tame by modern standards, but, you know, in the 1980s, that was really something.
The Onion ran a story years ago now saying Marilyn Manson forced to go door to door to try to horrify people. They're like, oh, it's you, Marilyn Manson. Come on in and have some tea.
I like that.
All right. I am on Pink.
All right. You are Pink Entertainment. Kathy, which star with a gangster image made his first movie appearance for 20 years in Milos Forman's Ragtime?
With my extensive gangster knowledge.
Now let me read it again. Don't get the wrong. Remember, this is entertainment. So, yeah. Which star with a gangster image made his first movie appearance for 20 years in Milos Forman's Ragtime?
Yeah, that didn't help.
Oh, okay. It was worth a shot.
Yeah, it was. Thank you for clarifying the question. But yeah, No idea. We will continue on to the next question for Jason, since I don't even have a guess.
Can I guess?
Go on.
James Cagney?
Indeed, Jimmy Cagney.
Well, yeah.
Please insert Glenn's anecdote number 5 about John Travolta and James Cagney here. Continue.
All right, Jason.
All right, I'm doing rolling imaginations again. Now that are really boring, and I'm going to go for a brown wedge.
Oh, brown wedge.
Yeah, I have no wedges, but I have been congratulated on my interesting answers at 2 wedges.
Yes.
Bravo.
So I'm counting that as almost a win.
All right. Totally. So brown is people and personalities. Who became the youngest Soviet leader since Stalin succeeded Lenin?
Gorbachev.
Indeed.
Oh.
Full name.
Mikhail S. Gorbachev.
Well done.
I'm going to go to Music and Music Makers.
Music and Music Makers. To whom is Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday dedicated?
Whoa.
Interesting.
This is an interesting one, actually.
I have no idea, but I'm really excited to find out the answer.
Wow. Janet Jackson. I don't know.
The X-Men.
I like
the
guess.
It's slightly more salubrious. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, well, that's better.
Oh,
wow. Right.
Oh.
Yeah, Dr. King.
That's nice that it was happy birthday. Like, right about his birthday and not like you two, yeah. Right, well, about the day he got assassinated. That's less right. Nice. Less nice. All right, I'll take it. I got a pie wedge. I feel the respectability just seeping into me now, so I'm done.
Yes.
Welcome to the club, Jason.
So, Aline.
All right, I rolled a 4. So...
Once again, you can go just about anywhere. All right, blue. News and views again.
Uh-huh.
Which country owned the 2 MiG-23 jets shot down over the Mediterranean by the US Navy?
And this was in the 80s. USSR? Russia?
No, it was Libya. No,
Libya.
Oh. Mm.
Did not know.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, whose go is it?
Erica? No.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Yeah, Erica. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
So, I rolled a 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am heading to a green. Music and Music Makers. Probably not going to be a Doctor Who question.
Music and Music Makers. Which former monkey produced the TV kid show Metal Mickey?
Mickey Dolenz?
Correct.
Good.
It'd be ironic if it weren't him, right?
Yeah.
Really weird.
Peter, what's his face?
Named it after himself.
As you do, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I am going for a pink wedge.
Oh.
Ooh.
Doctor Who. There was nothing happening with the Doctor Who in the... Well, that's not true. Not nothing, but it wasn't making the news as much in the 80s. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, it's not Doctor Who.
Rats.
But it is James Bond. Which James Bond
crap.
Film... Which James Bond film gave birth to a toy replica of a killer circular saw?
I have absolutely no idea, because I'm not a fan of that franchise. So let's say the man with a golden gun. Is that one? Is that a James Bond movie?
It is a James Bond movie. Well done. But it's,
okay,
but it's not the right one.
Name a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
See, that I feel like that's troublesome for me.
It was Octopussy.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
I got a 6.
Not one of Roger Moore's better outings.
I'm going to People and Personalities with a 5 after a roll again.
All right. Blimey, here we go again. Whose murder in 1984 resulted in Britain breaking off relations with Libya?
Whose murder in 1984? Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking the Lockerbie. That's not right, though. It's not a single murder. Breaking off relations with Libya. God, 1984? This all seems like something I should know. Oh.
It was quite a big... I mean, it was big news here in the UK. I don't honestly know whether it would have even made headlines over in the US, but it was big news here, certainly.
I know that Libya became... I mean, it was already ostracized for sort of extra whatever behavior. Shoot, let me think about that for a second. Yeah,
it became Gaddafi non grata, as it were.
Yeah, but in 1984, like, I'm going over famous murders in my head in 1984. Because it had to be murdered in 1984. Can you read the question again? I'm missing one of the details in my head.
Famous Murders is my favorite Misfits album.
Whose murder in 1984 resulted in Britain breaking off relations with Libya?
I see. Because it wasn't in the... wasn't in necessarily in England, possibly. I don't know. Reagan was, it wasn't Reagan. Pope wasn't killed. I think who was famously murdered?
Just name all the people who weren't killed and
it
whoever's left, then you'll have your choices.
The Pope. I'll give you that one
Rajiv
for free.
Gandhi,
it was not the Pope.
It was not related to that. I'm going to kick myself because I'm sure I know. All right. I can't think of anybody. I give up the pass.
All right. It was WPC Yvonne Fletcher.
Yeah, no Americans know that. That's no, okay, that's not right. That wasn't
but
a
here,
thing.
Is
here
a police
it was big news
officer?
Because, woman police officer, yeah, woman police constable. What happened was she was outside the Libyan embassy in London, and somebody within the embassy, some unknown, never identified gunman, fired a shot and killed her.
Oh, my God.
She was just in the street.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. It was, like I say, it was huge news over here. And understandably, it became a rather big political incident.
That's horrific. And I don't think I did ever hear about that. I knew that Libya had become, I knew there was a point. But wow, that is terrible.
Yeah, yeah, it really was.
Jesus.
Anyway, so on that happy note, let's
move on. I'm not sorry he's dead now.
Kathy.
All right. A one. Let's go with yellow.
Yellow, living in the 80s. All right. Which company produced the VIC 20 computer? Don't think that ever made it stateside. Again, very popular computer.
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it too.
Yeah, no clue. Zero idea.
Oh, pass. Go on. Take a guess. 1980s computer companies.
Well, Microsoft.
Anybody know?
Commodore.
Mm-mm. Commodore.
Yeah, it was Commodore.
That's, oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, the Commodore 64 and the VIC 20. The VIC 20 was sort of the entry level computer, whereas the Commodore 64 was the more expensive piece of kit.
Well, I had a 64, so obviously I knew nothing about the other one.
Get her.
Anthony, I'm ready for music and music makers.
Jason, which duo announced, quote, the most amicable split in pop history, quote, shortly after topping the charts with I'm Your Man?
Oh, that's George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley.
Better known as?
Wham.
Correct.
Come on. I mean, I gave you the names nice. Of the guys,
yay!
Not just the...
That's the first George Michael answer this episode,
that's
isn't it?
That's actual it is, yes. George Michael answer, everybody. Congratulations. We did it.
We've done it. We've all won.
The game's over?
Good old Michael George.
Good old George. Michael George.
How I answer him.
Let's go to Living in the 80s.
Right, okay, well, okay. What were Japanese gourmets supposed to stop eating after a worldwide ban in 1985?
Whale.
Yes, correct.
I thought it was fugu. Nice. I don't know why I thought that.
A worldwide ban on fugu. Jason's on a wedge.
I'm going for a wedge in news and views.
Right, well, what anniversary of the overthrow of the American-backed Batista regime did Cuba celebrate in 1989? So what we're looking for is how many years? Which anniversary was it?
Yeah. 30th?
Correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
I just saw The Godfather Part 2 where that happens.
I went to college with the grandson of Batista, the dictator of Cuba, which is what happens when you go to an Ivy League, apparently.
Okay, now that is proper Glenning.
That is the real stuff.
Now the game's over. We have a proper Glenning.
The family lived in Switzerland now, of course.
I am going to go with news and views again. I'm in the center now, so I get to choose. News and views.
See, for a minute, I thought you were going to say I'm in the zone.
The center is my zone.
It's the butter zone. Who died at the age of 72 after being ousted from power by Corazon Aquino?
Oh, Ferdinand Marcos.
Correct.
I remember the 80s, people. I remember the 80s.
How many pairs of shoes did his wife have? Yeah. Discovered after
an awful lot.
So many.
More than Nancy Reagan, even.
I'm going to go to living in the 80s.
Oh, right, yes. What format could UK music lovers first buy in March 1983?
Compact disc?
Correct. He really is in the zone. Wow.
He is.
I love the 80s.
Wow.
I've told this story when I went to
Snell Zone.
Europe in the 80s and saw this sign. It would say CD, LP, and K7 everywhere. And I was like, what format is K7? Then I realized it was K-set.
Yes.
And I saw this in Italy and France. It was very funny.
That's a 3. So all right, sporting moments. Yeah. All right, you bastards, you did it.
Cricket.
Which British winner took a 1984 Olympic victory lap wearing a T-shirt questioning the nationalistic US TV coverage?
Was it Seb Coe?
No, well done, but no. Mm.
See, again, I go, that's when I get it wrong. People are impressed by my wrong answer.
No, it was Daley Thompson.
Oh, yeah, okay, Daley Thompson, yeah.
Daley Thompson was one of the most successful athletes in British history, and he got almost no coverage.
I apologize to you, Anthony, but there are very few famous British athletes. So.
Oh, no, I know. That's why it was so remarkable.
One of the two or three. That we know was there, but yeah. I went with Seb Coe instead. All right, I'm happy with my move.
All right.
Very nice answer,
so
Jason.
Back
Very
around
nice.
To Aline, and I think let's say now, because we've been going for a while, so let's say that it's going to be first to 4 wedges.
Okay.
So Erica is 1 wedge away, Jason's 2 away, Glenn is 2 away, Aline is 3
away. I'm only 4
away.
Congratulations,
you can do this.
Is 4 away.
You can get a run. It's been happening. We have sudden upsets.
It could happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Come on, 1 or 5.
You can go back to the center.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Okay. Back to the center, and I choose...
I know. There's no good choice, is there?
A real Hobson's choice.
I choose blue.
The answer is Hobson's choice.
What resulted in Hyde Park being used as a car park, that means a parking lot, mm-hmm. in 1989?
A fire.
Interesting idea, but no. A rail strike.
Oh. Mm.
A strike on the railways.
Oh. I don't even have railroads here, so.
Yeah. I was thinking a cab strike, of all things.
Not a thing.
A cab strike? Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's happened, hasn't it? A few times, but not often.
I'm not sure if it has, because cabbies are technically self-employed.
Oh, well, more like a cab action, perhaps.
Yeah. Anyway. Right.
I am going to green.
Green. Music yep. and music makers. Mm-hmm. All right. After spending 9 days in a Japanese jail, who told the press, quote, the older generation make marijuana out to be some kind of terrible thing?
Willie Nelson. I mean, he is kind of the older generation, but
I could see it happening.
But maybe the 80s he wasn't. Who is it?
It was Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Oh
really?
I was thinking John Lennon, which was sadly could not.
No idea. Wow. All right. Well, that's my turn.
Yep. Glenn.
I rolled.
I don't think I'm ever going to get that fourth piece of pie. I'm pretty sure I've exhausted the categories that I have a good chance on.
I'd best go to News and Views.
Blue, News and Views.
I'll start making worse and worse answers so we can wrap this up.
How many billion did the world's population reach on 11th of July, 1987?
How many billion? Let's see.
Mm.
That's something I might know. 1987?
Yeah, I have a vague recollection of this being... like a thing, but I'm not sure I remember the number.
It said 1987?
1987. How many billion?
I'm going to say, dang, it's either 4 or 5. I'm going to do this. You're going to say, no, it's the other. So we're now at supposedly 7. I'm going to say 4 billion.
It was 5.
Correctly, but on the upside, you did correctly predict what would happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Why didn't I just do the thing that I said? Oh, I couldn't. That would require. Wait, in the other universe that just formed, I'm ahead.
Yeah,
Kathy.
All right, blue wedge. Come on, some sort of random thing that I will know.
Blue News and Views. What did the hungry Chinese announce in 1988? It was possible to breed by the test tube method.
Sheep.
Pigs.
Hmm.
Ah. Yeah. Test tube pork. Jason, you're up.
Oh, dear.
It's that time.
All right, people and personalities.
Which family with a 7-foot zombie of a butler came back into being in 1988, just weeks before their creator died?
The Addams Family?
Correct.
Lurch.
We were just talking about that a couple times.
I would have known that, by the way.
Yay!
It's an American question right there.
The Mamushka!
That wonderful actor was also in the Star Trek episode. The unfortunately,
Carol Struck in, yeah.
Yeah, he's
perfect. All right, entertainment. I've been avoiding you, but here we are.
Oh. Entertainment. That's pink. So. Oh.
It's not a Doctor Who question, is it?
No, it's not a Doctor Who question.
I want a supercut of Anthony's pre-question reactions.
Me too.
Yes.
Oh, Jason. Which member of the Star Trek cast became a hooker?
What?
Can you give
I know the answer, but sad.
Can you explain what that means in British English?
Rug maker?
I will clarify. Which member of the Star Trek cast became a hooker, and the word hooker has a capital H?
Oh, well then it's William Shatner.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Wah, wah.
I thought there was a sad story in some biography. You didn't know.
Jason's got his third wedge.
I do.
Woohoo.
Oh. Yay, Jason.
Kathy wants to be done. Living in the 80s.
Jason's also colorblind and has given himself the wrong color.
Oh, I don't even know. What am I? What was I supposed to do there?
That's all right, I'll fix it for you.
Okay.
Yellow, living in the 80s. What innovation was introduced by Fidelity and British Telecom at a price of £170 in 1983?
Is it teletext?
No, it is the cordless telephone.
Oh, the cordless telephone. Ooh, well, there's so many innovations in the 80s. Fancy. Oh, how could you pick?
Wait, what?
It was a time
pounds?
Of innovation.
£170.
Oh, my goodness.
This is, that's
that
not a cell
sense.
Phone. I mean, a landline phone.
It's a cordless phone in your house.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Not cheap.
Yeah. Anyway, so, Aline.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Come on, Aline. Roll a six. Roll a six. So come on, Aline. Roll a three. All righty.
Come on, Aline.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna head to yellow. Come on, yellow.
All right, living in the '80s again. Which company launched the 12-inch laser disc, which could store a feature-length movie?
Oh dear. I just know laser discs. I thought it was its own company. I have no idea. Laser disc. I'm going to guess Sony.
Close. It was Philips.
I
would
have
guessed
Sony
as well.
Yeah, Philips.
Yeah, the Philips Laserdisc. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yellow let me down.
Well, I hope Yellow doesn't let me
come
down
on,
because
come
I'm
on,
going for a yellow.
Is that where you're going? Oh, wedge. Oh.
Let's go, Erica.
All right. So this is for a wedge and for the game.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yellow, living in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
What did an American company have to ship to the hungry people of Japan due to an Oriental timber shortage? God, you can tell when this game was made, can't you?
Can you read that again?
I can. Sorry, I was just being too disgusted at the casual racism. Mm-hmm. What did an American company have to ship to the hungry people of Japan due to an Oriental timber shortage?
Okay, so there's a timber shortage. So the United States has to ship something to the hungry people of Japan, which means it's either a food item or something used to prepare food. I'm going to say chopsticks.
And you would be the winner.
Yay! Oh, yay!
That was good.
I feel like I should celebrate with some sushi.
It's well done.
That was a very good answer.
I feel like I lived that one because I did not know the answer.
You totally did.
I was like, they shipped rice? It's like Coles to Newcastle. I was like, no, wait, timber. Rice is not made from timber.
Rice is not made of wood, Glenn.
These are the things I learned from the trivia game.
So rice second place. So our winner is Erica Ensign. Second place, Jason Snell with 3 wedges. Well done.
Thank you.
Following him is Glenn Fleischman with 2 wedges. Following him is Aline Sims with 1 wedge early.
I got one.
But you did get one. And then, sadly, in last place, Kathy Campbell. Sorry, Kathy.
Woo! Yay, Kathy!
She's an American.
I got 5th.
She is an American.
So thanks to Erica, Glenn, Aline, Kathy, and Jason for playing. Thanks to all of you out there for listening. And we'll see you next time.